In Australia, more than 50,000 knee replacement surgeries happen every year. So it's likely that you or someone you know will have one this year. And the rehab is tough. It can be long, difficult, mentally and physically demanding, but that could be about to change thanks to a new tool that could personalize your rehab and look into the future, almost predict how you'll recover from a knee replacement. It was created right here in the Hunter. To talk about it with you a little bit further this morning, I'm joined by Professor Michael Nilsson and his team at the Centre for Rehab Innovation from the University of Newcastle. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is amazing. Congratulations. Tell me how it works. What is it?
Thank you. Thanks for having me today and have the opportunity to talk about this project that we have just started and recruited the first patients. So we are very, very excited. But before we dig into the project itself, if you don't mind, I would like to give a bit of framing and a context. As you know, it's an increasing pressure on the healthcare system everywhere in the world and in Australia too. So the leaders of this country and other nations, they say, what can we do to perhaps ease the burden on healthcare? And up comes the idea of focusing more on out-of-hospital care. And that's an idea that has been in the making for a while. And out-of-hospital care means that you, instead of coming to the emergency units in the hospitals, you try and stay in your home setting as long as possible, supported by new teams, new technology, new monitoring, et cetera, et cetera. So this project should be seen in a broader context where we at the Centre for Rehab Innovation, we take a broader, systematic approach, a holistic view on a patient's journey in any given rehabilitation situation. But right now, we are focusing on recovery and rehabilitation after knee replacement.
Yeah, because what's tricky about that rehab? Like, what does it look like at the moment in our health system?
Currently, it is a bit of a scattered situation where you could say that the sector is a bit disrupted because the most common journey after knee replacement is that, you know, patients go in for a period of inpatient rehabilitation and then they go out, maybe for outpatient, and then they go home. Mm. But there is no structured sort of broad support. It's a bit random currently, and there is now a push to actually send people home immediately after knee replacement. And in principle, I think that can be good, but it's also very important that we work towards the right type of rehabilitation for each individual.
Yeah.
And what fits one, maybe not, is right for the other. And that is really what this development of this tool that we are talking about, what it's about.
Why is that flexibility important in terms of getting us more active quickly? Because that's the aim after a big surgery like that, right?
Yes. I mean, if you are a person that really can take that challenge on and you have the right support from your environment and you are sort of very motivated and definitely not stressed or depressed, then you can go home and you can take on that challenge in your home setting with the right support from the team. But on the other hand, if you're older and you're frail and you may sort of stress out a lot about your own situation, then you perhaps need another type of intervention. And this tool, which is based on the word of the day, artificial intelligence and machine learning, is really a support tool for every clinician to make the right decision about where you as an individual must go, should go after the knee surgery.
All right, so tell me what you've created.
So we have created the infrastructure with the support and collaboration of our fantastic engineers and IT people at the University of Newcastle under the leadership of Professor Sarah Johnson. They have now created the infrastructure for a machine learning paradigm and an algorithm. And that algorithm is based on information that we are collecting from 1,000 patients now up front from Lake Macquarie Hospital. Thank you for all the support from Lake Macquarie. And so we have just included 2 patients, and we are now feeding it into this algorithm. And the algorithm will help us to predict the best recovery trajectory for each individual. And this is a trend that we are seeing in healthcare at the moment. We are using machine learning to support the decisions that we are making as doctors and healthcare professionals. And it's very, very exciting because this tool can be applied in many situations, not only after knee replacement, it can be after hips, it can be after stroke, and once it's established, it's incredibly versatile, and you can apply it in different situations.
What sort of information are you putting into that algorithm?
So, in collaboration with orthopedic surgeons, we are collecting information, of course, how the surgery went and all the medical parameters. But for instance, something called pain catastrophizing, meaning that you have a very strong reaction and you're anxious and you're stressed after surgery, can actually hamper and stop you from being motivated to engage in rehabilitation. And of course, if you have if you're depressed, if you have other diseases, if you are on certain type of medication, etc., etc. And we feed that in. We collect all that information from each individual. We feed it into the this call algorithm, and we couple our big computers to actually pick up trends on what is most important and what can underpin successful rehabilitation, and also the opposite, not so successful rehabilitation. And can you imagine in the stressful clinical situation when you directly after the knee surgery, you are there to make a decision about where this patient is going. And what we offer now is a tool that, that really helps you to make the right decision about long-term intervention and recovery.
It's 21 minutes past 9. You're on ABC Newcastle with Kaya Hanley, my guest, Professor Michael Nilsson, the director of the Centre for Rehab Innovations, talking about this new technology that's been developed right here in the Hunter. It's called Super Knee. It's all about getting you up, active, recovering as quickly as you can after a knee replacement surgery. So what sort of things, once you have the data spit out from the algorithm, what sort of decisions does that make easier for medical practitioners to make?
If our hypothesis is correct and we go on to implement a tool in clinical practice later on, ideally this information is collected prior to surgery, so you have it in your electronic records as an indication of what type of individual you are, and if you have the right abilities, or if you can take on a more individual trajectory on your recovery, then you the individual surgeon have that in front of him or her and can say that the likelihood for you to go home, if the surgery goes well, we can send you home with the right support in the home setting. And I want to emphasize something here. It's really about the right support in the home setting. It's not for them to go home and sit and do nothing. That's important to say. But you can most likely go home and you maybe need some period of inpatient rehabilitation. And that's, that stratification or separation of people into different tracks is extremely important, not only for the individual, but from a cost point of societal point of view. So ideally, we want to have it implemented as a routine tool to support the doctor in the decision making about where to go.
As you said, it's early days. It's been a long process to get here. You've got your first couple of patients now. What's the next step for the super knee?
It is to collect data from these 1,000 initial patients as quickly as we can. So that's why we are we're starting up at Lake Macquarie Hospital, but then we are also including hospitals in Sydney just to get the turnover of the knee replacement surgery up as much as we can. And then we have fantastic team from CRI and also very strong support from these hospitals. So I'm very optimistic that we will be able to recruit patients in a good pace.
There you go. If someone asks you at Lake Macquarie Hospital if you want to be part of the Super Knee Project, say yes, please.
Exactly.
You'll be helping yourself and then maybe all of us into the future as well. Michael, really great to find out a little bit more about this morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Professor Michael Nilsson there, Director of the Centre for Rehab Innovations, just one of the team working on this amazing new technology called Super Knee. You just never know. It might be what keeps you healthy, what gets you up and active into the future, not just for knees. It could be any sort of major joint surgery.